I have my sister Leandria here Radio. Who can help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me.
This is my exodus. You got to know that God is going to protect us no matter where we are or what we're doing. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God, to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're happy to have each and every one of you all. We're going to ask Pastor Bell if she'd be so kind to get us started this week with a word of prayer. And then we'll get into this week's topic.
Amen. Praise God. Good afternoon, everyone. And thank you, Pastor, for that song. Amen. Scripture I'd like to open up with is coming from Hebrews 1 and verse 14. Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? Amen. Thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, as we come before you in the name of Jesus, we're thanking you for another day. Father God, we give you thanks for our pastor, as the teacher, the word, the lesson. We thank you, Father God, for the listeners, those that are listening by internet, and all those who participate. Lord, we give you thanks today because you are worthy, Father God, and we're so thankful that we're learning more about your angels, Father God, and how they protect us and watch over us and guide us also, Father God. We ask that you will be with each and every one. May we open up our hearts and our minds to this word today, Father God, and may we keep it in our hearts, Father God. Lord, be with all those who ask us to keep them lifted up in prayer. You know them by name. You know what they're going through, Father God. For you said in your word, by your stripes we are healed, for those that stand in need of a healing. And those who are going through, you let us know you'll make a way out of no way, Father God. And those who are bereaved, you say you, if they keep their mind stayed on thee, you will keep them in perfect peace. So, Father God, we give you praise for your word, your encouragement, and all things, Father God. Be with those that are listening by internet as well, Father God. Be with them, guide them, and direct them. And we pray, Father God, that their hearts will be open to the word as well. We give you thanks in Christ Jesus' name. We do pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, hallelujah. I thank Pastor for that heartfelt prayer. We truly thank God for you. We're going to add a couple of things that that the Lord had put in my spirit, and I want to follow through with that. And I want to make sure everybody understands, I'm not trying to give the devil any praises, but we're going to run across words that unless you really do an intense study, you will miss what's really going on. And I like to begin by saying, Christ, I'm going to have Pastor to read this. That's Hebrews 1 and 4. So I need to go on and say that. And get that out of the way, because we're talking about Christ, who is greater than angels, all kinds of angels. Doesn't matter which kind, he's greater than all the angels. So if Pastor be so kind, read that out of Hebrews 1 and 4.
Okay. Hebrews 1 and 4 from the King James, being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. Amen.
He has his name is excellent, above all names, above any name. You have to understand, and so this week, I'm going to do something a little different. I'm going to go ahead and tell you right now what it's going to be like. It's going to be like we're going to talk a little bit about the adversary, because he's our adversary. And we then gonna make sure that we talk about Christ. But mm-hmm. if we don't go ahead on and mention it out front, someone might think I'm just trying to praise the devil. Please, whatever you do, know that I am not trying to give the devil any praise. I'm doing just like the Bible doing. What is that? Exposing him.
Mm-hmm.
So read 1 Peter 5:8, Pastor, if you'd be so kind.
Okay. First Peter 5:8. Whom having not seen, ye love, in whom though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye receive with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Amen.
That's 1 Peter 5:8.
Oh.
1 Peter 5:8. What we're looking for here.
Okay. 1 Peter 5:8. Be sober. Be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Amen.
So, he's our adversary.
Yeah.
So I want y'all to underline that now. He ain't God's adversary. He's our adversary.
Amen.
And so, that's going to be a key verse right there. So I'm going to lay out mm-hmm. some scriptures today and sort of give everybody which way we're going. You're going to have to know that the devil is a deceiver. So a lot of stuff I'm just going to point out every day. You have to know he's a deceiver. So in Revelation 12:9, we'll go there, Pastor.
Okay.
Revelation 12:9. And I want her to read this out of both translations.
Okay. And verse 9 from the King James. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Amen. From the Message Bible, Revelation 12:9. Okay. They were cleared out of heaven. Not a sign of them left. The great dragon, ancient serpent, the one called devil and Satan, the one who led the whole earth astray, thrown out, and all his army thrown out with him, thrown down to earth. Amen.
I want everybody to get this now. And the great, you got to look up these words, people. And the great mm-hmm. dragon. The devil ain't no joke. He ain't no small thing.
Amen.
But he is a deceiver. See, the Bible exposing him, but we don't want to expose him for what he is. The Bible says, and the great dragon, he was great. He's mighty. Now, most time when you say that to people, first thing they're going to say, yeah, but God Almighty, you ain't said nothing big when you say that. You ain't did nothing. You need to explain what that great means, the great dragon. We already know God. And if you don't, you can get to know him. And if you don't know Satan has someone over him, then you're really not smarter than a fifth grader. So get it, brothers and sisters. Let's expose him for what he is. Do not shortchange him.
Amen.
Call a spade a spade. The Bible says he's great. Man, that'll wake you up right there. He's great. What that means, that great is big, is huge.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Amen.
And so this week, as we study these lessons, I don't want anybody to be ignorant of this one thing. When the Bible says he is great, I want you to know to be great, he has some greatness.
Mm-hmm.
It's characteristics. Yes. It's largeness. The use of this word great. Brothers and sisters, you want to kind of really get a hold of my computer messing up. But if the Bible says he's great, guess what you're going to say? He's great.
Amen.
This ain't making the devil shine. It's just calling him what he is. And he's such a deceiver. And see, when you read Revelation, let me go back. Let me take my time. Because when you read Revelation, I want you to know, and the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan. Now, there's three distinct characteristics there. So as we talk about the devil, we want you to know that he ain't no baby. Stop trying to treat him like he's some baby. It's time for war. And you got to know, brothers and sisters, that you're in a real war, a spiritual war. Now, if all you see is flesh, you're going to miss this. Mm-hmm. Some people think Satan doesn't exist because they don't talk about him in your building or around certain folks. But he's real, brothers and sisters. As the leader of the fallen angel, remember Jesus spoke of him. If Jesus spoke of him, why you won't identify him? The Bible says that he identified them together as the devil and his angels. So the revelation says the devil and his angels. He is so great, he got angels, tons of them. Now stop and think about it. He greater than you now. Because you don't have angels unless you get in Christ. And if you get in Christ, then you're going to take advantage of your angels. See?
Yeah.
I want to lay it out because I want everybody to have a clear understanding that we're not praising the devil. We're not glorifying him or any of that stuff. But you have to understand, brothers and sisters, the devil have power. The Bible record him as having power. He has a title. He has an origin. He uses these powers. Let me just show you what I'm talking about. Stop and look at it like this before we really get into these scriptures. I want y'all to look at it like this. How about Adam and Eve had everything they wanted?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what did they lack? Think about it. They had a whole world to take care of. They had plenty of everything. Everything was beautiful. Couldn't find a better wife. Couldn't find a better husband. So what is that one thing that was lacking? The same thing Satan said he was going to do. And y'all going to see this week. He said, you know what, Adam and Eve, here's y'all problem. Y'all should want to be like God, knowing everything. So that's what he offered them. He deceived them.
Yes.
And you know how he did that through a serpent. He was able to transform himself, get in the serpent, take over the serpent, and tell Adam, hey, y'all don't want to be like God. Because, see, that's what he said. He was going to exalt his throne above God's throne.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He wanted that power. Had everything. Yeah. He couldn't tempt him with another woman. Couldn't tempt him with another man. He had everything. Mm-hmm. The only thing Satan could do is deceive them, and he started by being in a serpent. So he'll camouflage. Now, why am I telling you all this? Because that's what he does today. He's a deceiver. Just like he most people don't know there's not a sin problem. Well, now, you probably can't get a whole lot of people to tell you that because they're deceived by Satan. He's the God of this world. So he's deceiving people thinking that they got a sin problem. And you really don't have a sin problem because Jesus took care of the sin problem. And God taught us through the prophets and all those before how the sin was going to be taken care of. So when Jesus got here, he took care of the sin problem. So we don't have a problem. The Bible says he made him who to be sin who knew no sin. So the sin problem taken care of. Bless God.
Okay.
Taken care of. But we don't want to believe that because Satan continuing to plug our ears with a lot of foolishness. So everything you do, don't call it sin. Doesn't matter what it is, it's sin. He just want to harp on that. Because if he can get you in that box with him, that everything you do is sin. And if your dog barks too loud, that's sin. If you hang the curtains wrong way, that's sin. If you put on the pen and it's not according to what grandmama wore, that's sin. He just wants you to think, he wants us to think that we're living in a real sinful world, man. And we're not.
Mm-hmm. All right.
We have become righteous. We're righteous people getting ready for that new heaven and that new earth that's coming down from God. Yeah. Another lie. He tells you you're going to heaven. It's nowhere in the Bible you're supposed to go to heaven.
All right.
Isn't that interesting?
Yes, it is.
Well, you know, you're not going to make it to heaven. That's not where you're going. That's a whole nother subject. But let me tell you, brothers, heaven wasn't designed for you. That's for God's throne. That's who God is. That's where him and his angels, that minister. But he saw a new heaven and a new earth coming down from God. The old heaven and the old earth was passed away. See? The heaven that Lucifer corrupt is passed away. So I just want to point out some things. Because we're gonna be challenged this week, and I'm gonna tell you right now, Satan's gonna do everything he can to keep you from listening to this, cause he's gonna be exposed. Remember the battle of the incarnated Christ, the battle between Christ and Satan over there started after Genesis 3:15. I want y'all to see this. It started in Genesis 3:15, as Pastor Cheryl read that. And I'm going to point out some things today before we get into really showing who Lucifer is, who Satan is, and the different characteristics and the different titles he got. And he had to hide himself like that. And we're going to give you real details this week about this. Because you need to know when he called the dragon, why he's called a dragon. When he called the angel of light, why he's called that. Why he's called the fathers of liars. Why do you think he called the father of liars? I'm glad you asked. Because he produced liars. That's what a father does. See, a father is not a daddy. And a daddy is not a father.
All right.
Even though its characteristics is important, brothers. But the father of liars means he produced a father of whatever. They produce something. They produce. That's what a father does. It produced. So he produced other liars. That's what he does. He got him up under his dome. Satan got so many demons out here running loose, real loose. So when you read Ephesians 6, you're going to have a different perspective because we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. But here it is. It's in the name of all of Satan's stuff that we're wrestling against, that you have to fight. Power, principalities, rulers of the darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places. I mean, this stuff is controlled by Satan because he's great. I already know he's not greater than God. But don't ignore that, okay? Just because I said that, don't ignore that. Because see, that's what he wants. He don't want you to ever know who he is. He deceive us like that. He's been deceiving us. That's why he wants you to stay in the church. Because it's worldly. Jesus said, come out. But Satan said, stay in. because he wants you to stay in a building. He counterfeit what the church is. And he got people thinking the church is a building. So as long as he can continue to get thinking like that, you're going to be blind.
Mm-hmm. All right.
See, Adam knew, but the woman was deceived. Not Adam now, because he had full knowledge of who Satan was. But like Jesus saw the day he fell. But anyway, in Genesis 3 and 15, read that for us, Pastor.
Okay, Pastor. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Amen.
See, that was at first, okay? That was the first sign of Satan wanting to do battle with Christ.
Mm. All right.
And from that time, and listen, brothers and sisters, Christ have always won, every time. But we must be aware of all the truths of God. Knowing Christ is not good enough. Look at it like this. Some of y'all may play sports, or some of y'all probably been around, just say people who play sports, or you may have somebody in the family. I don't care which one it is. It's good to know you got an awesome offense. It's good to know you got a good defense. But what that, what good did that do you towards your enemy? Nothing. You need to know what they can do. That, like football, if you can run the ball on them or if you can throw it on them. You need to know their strength. And you need to know their weakness. So that's what pretty much what I'm trying to do. I want you to know Satan's weakness and his strengths, okay? So just like, for instance, and the Lord showed me this, brothers and sisters, Satan deceived, the Bible says, the whole world. The whole world, man. He deceived the whole world. So stop thinking about it was just Adam. No, you come all up through the years, and even today, Revelation 12 and 9 says, Satan deceived the whole world. That's why we're not to be in the world and be up, I mean, we'll be in the world, excuse me, but not of the world.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why you got to break down this world.
This,
I'm going to tell you, it's kind of staggering to me when I think about it. This is awesome. To know he deceived the whole world. Why? Because he's the God of this world. So the truth is a subject that's vital, just like the gospel. We're supposed to be preaching the gospel that Jesus preached. Read Mark 1 and 15. Now, I want y'all to just think about this now. Think about it. Satan deceived us thinking that the gospel is us committing sin. Most preachers and church teach that the gospel is for sin. That's why you're preaching. And that would be a lie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What Christ told them to do is repent from the world stuff. The world way of living. Repent from that. Turn. Go the other way. Religion. Go the other way. Denomination, go the other way. Repent means you got to make a turn, man. That's what he's talking about. So in Mark, 1 and 15, read that right quick for me, Pastor.
Okay. And saying, the time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Amen.
Yeah. So he wanted you to repent and believe the true gospel. Well, what is that? The kingdom of God. Well, what is the kingdom of God? I'm glad you asked me. It's righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the gospel we're supposed to be preaching, righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
And in order to have that, you got to repent. You got to turn from religion. You got to turn from tradition. You got to turn away from all that stuff and get into the true gospel.
Mm-hmm.
But what is the real gospel, you may ask? There is but one, brothers and sisters. Those who would be true Christians are those that must believe the gospel. Verse 14, Jesus came preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God.
Yes.
But they want you to preach about singing. He wants you to learn about singing. He wants you to have a degree in this stuff. See? There's no other gospel, brothers and sisters, but the kingdom of God. That's the only gospel, the everlasting gospel. And angels are going to preach this gospel.
Hallelujah.
They declare right now. That's why we got to know that, hey, this is the true gospel, man. That's because that's what Jesus came preaching. Why would you preach anything different? John preached the true gospel. And as we go this week, from time to time, I just may pop in there and show you, because I want you to focus on that. He says, now, there is other gospel, but the kingdom of God, the Bible says, that we're to, let me put it to you this way. Maybe we should just even have a course. Maybe we just even have a lesson, if you will, on just what the real gospel is. Because I'm going to tell you, when you get that message about the true gospel, it's for people ignore that. Because they think, oh, you've been a sinner, now come into the church, and now you're going to be saved. Now you're into the gospel. They lying. That is not true. God is a God of family. He always wanted family. He always wanted his family to be like him. He always had good news for us. He never had, when God brought Eve, that was good news for Adam. When God gave Adam the power, that was good news. Always been good news. The devil don't want you to know what the real good news is. But I'm here to tell you, brother and sister, it's the gospel.
Amen.
But in order to get it, you got to repent. Well, I ain't did nothing. Why should I repent? No. From the world standard, from the world way of doing things, that's what Jesus was teaching. Repent from the world.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Not for your sins. Don't worry about your sins. Sin problem been taken care of. Repent means to turn and go the other way. Which way is that? Toward God. Start seeking God and what he have to offer. And get away from the world. And allow the Holy Spirit to govern you.
Yes, amen.
That's his kingdom. That's what's going to control us. It's the kingdom of God, which is not meat nor drink, but it's righteousness, peace, joy, and the Holy Ghost. So I'm excited. I didn't get to the part I really wanted to get to, but that's okay. The Lord just gave me that because you got to get this knowledge about it. And you got to have these, like maybe have some stickers, to know that, hey, he's deceiving me. I'm going to see the area he's deceiving me in. There's so much that we got to cover. But I do want to lay a foundation for this because Satan and his unfallen state, we're going to deal with that. We're going to deal with how he got changed from Lucifer to the devil. We're going to talk about the fall of Satan. And we're going to try to put all this in some kind of context. But by the same token, what we mean when we said adversary, our adversary, we need to talk about that. He's the prince of this world, and that's going to be real good. The prince of this world, what that means? Think about what a prince does, the power he has. See?
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, we're going to talk about that dragon, and he can even personify himself as an angel of light. He have that deceptive kind of power to make you think he's one thing. It's just like this woman, she dressed. I mean, I thought it was a woman. I'm telling you, I thought it was a drag queen.
Emerson.
She had over 1 million and some followers. Now, I'm going to be honest with y'all. If you just look at it, you think it's a woman, a real woman. Oh, I know the difference. Not this one here. I might as well come find that. See if I can try to find it just to show you, because the Lord showed me to see that's how Satan can deceive you. He'll trick you, man, having you thinking that was a real woman.
That's right. Amen.
And they got some women out here look like a man too, unless you double check. Now I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Satan and deceive people. Got somebody thinking that they something that they're not, but having you thinking that that's what they are, and on deep down on the inside, they already know if it's a woman, they already know they're a woman. If they have to be reminded once a month.
Yeah, yeah.
Once a month.
Mm-hmm.
They know what they are. So, anyway, y'all take care, and we went over a little bit, but we'll see you all on tomorrow for the word at noon.